From the sublime to the sublimer. That's right, it's time for whatever with my two lovely co-hosts. The Janerator is with me by telephone. Hi, Jane.
Hi, Lukester.
How are you?
I'm good. Yeah. I don't think Pam is with us yet.
Oh, really?
Well, she's with us, but she's talking to her vet on the other line because she has...
Okay. Uh-oh, is there a vet emergency in her household?
Well, it was an emergency, but I'm sure the kitty's going to be okay.
Okay,
but
good.
Yeah, she'll be back on with us in a minute or two.
So you'll like this, Jane.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I don't know.
I have seen further proof that the world is going to hell in a handbasket.
Why?
Well, I was in line at the Thunder River Market, and there on the bottom shelf, right next to the register, was something for sale. Would you like to guess what a pooplet is?
Try. A pooplet?
A pooplet. There were pooplets for sale at Thunder River Market. So you
goat poop?
What is a pooplet, Jane?
A goat poop.
Nope.
A pooplet.
You can buy a pooplet. You know, it's wrapped up like a good American package, all in plastic.
Oh my God. It's some kind of poop.
Okay, here's a hint. Do you need a hint?
I need a hint.
Okay. This is almost on the lower shelf, just about eye level to a 2-year-old.
Okay, so is it does it have to do with potty training?
No. Well, I suppose tangentially it might, but no. You wouldn't immediately think so. No.
Okay. A 2-year-old.
A pooplet. What is a pooplet?
A pooplet. A little poop.
A little poop is better than a lot of poop.
I know. This is such a mature show. I get what is.
You know what it is, Jane.
What is it?
Do you give up? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Pooplet. A pooplet is candy. It's candy.
No.
They've got candy that looks like a pile of poop. It's a swirl of chocolate with some chunks in it. I didn't look at it too carefully, but that's what a pooplet is now for sale, and it's candy. Can you believe it?
They called it, the name of it is a pooplet?
Yes, you can buy pooplets, so you know.
Oh, okay.
Pooplets.
That is, who would want to eat poop?
Well, you know.
Maybe a 2-year-old.
Yeah, exactly. Or somebody named the Janerator. No, I'm just kidding. But I know that you love all things poop, so I had to share that with you.
Yes, I like talking about animal poop, and
yeah.
I don't know why. There's something just a little off.
Did your mother breastfeed you, Jane?
No.
No, she didn't?
No.
Oh, so you were Dr. Spock's generation like me. You were bottle fed.
Yeah. Hi,
I'm here now.
Oh,
are you back? How's the kitty?
The kitty is fine. She's got another abscess. She's a naughty prowler, fighter, scrapper, and she's got herself another
abscess. Can they remove it today?
They're going to drain it and flush it and antibiotic her, and she'll be good as new today.
Wow. Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah. Sorry for the delay.
Good.
Yeah. Well, she needs to learn how to use her words, not her claws.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of mice around. My cat, I'm finding at least 3 a week or 4 a week.
Yeah,
inside my house on the floor. Just the head.
Well, I'm surprised. I grew up on the same street I live on. I've never seen a mouse dropping. And this cat brings a mouse to the door. No mouse poop. And she brings a mouse to the door at least 3 times a week.
Yeah. There are tons this year for some reason.
Oh.
Tons of mice and chipmunks and squirrels.
Yeah.
There are, yeah, way more than there normally are.
Are there lots of
mice? She brought us a squirrel.
Are there lots of
mice?
And
she brought us two bunnies.
Are there lots
sorry.
Of mice?
What?
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I was just going to ask if there were mice pooplets, but, you know.
Oh, pooplet. I just said that.
Huh?
They are like pooplets, aren't they?
Do you know what a pooplet is, Pam?
No.
You missed our whole conversation while you were talking to the vet.
Yeah.
But Luke had me guessing what he saw a pooplet.
For sale.
For sale at Thunder River Market. And and you've never heard of them?
No.
Well, I couldn't guess what they were, and he told me. You want to tell Pam, Luke?
Should we make her guess, Jane?
Yeah.
Let's make her guess.
What do you think a pooplet is?
What is a pooplet?
Is this an edible item?
Yes.
Yes.
Is this an American product, or are we pronouncing a foreign word like it's a English word?
It's an American product. It's all wrapped up in plastic.
Okay. A pooplet. Is it a toy? No, you said it's eating. Okay, I have no idea. Is it, I imagine like a little miniature pupusa.
It's candy. It's candy. It's a brown swirl with chunks in it. And it's for sale as candy.
I hope my daughter's not listening. She's going to want one.
Hey. Yeah, but if anyone out there is listening and wants to discuss that or anyone else or anything else, give us a call at 963-2976.
We have a caller.
And okay.
All right.
Quick.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. Hello.
Are we live?
We're live.
We're live.
You have any pooplets of wisdom for us?
This is Jake.
Oh, so of course he doesn't have any pooplets.
No.
He's one of the three regulars. We got your voice, Jake.
Yeah.
I've got some fartlets, but no pooplets, okay?
Just as long as they're not runny, right, Jake?
Oh, geez.
Are you guys trying to fill up 3 hours?
Yes.
No.
But we could.
We yes,
could
we
fill
could.
Up 3 hours.
I know you could, but there's two things that people want to know about.
Okay.
First of all, will there be a 4th of July kids parade in
Carbondale? Oh,
and
yeah.
Second of all, what's going on with Mountain Fair?
Yeah.
Okay. I know.
I'm gonna hang up. I'm not gonna.
You're gonna hang
up with any more questions, okay?
Whatever.
Whatever.
Okay.
Whatever.
See ya.
Okay.
Okay.
Bye,
Jane.
You're trying to FaceTime me.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. I'm not.
Well, is there a parade?
I pressed the wrong button. Can I just end the FaceTime?
Yeah, don't do anything. Don't touch a thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I haven't heard if there's a parade. Is there a parade?
I doubt it. I'm sure
there was not a parade in last week's Soper Sun, because my daughter asked me that very important question.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
and my
I'm
only
sure
resource was the paper, and there was nothing in there. So tomorrow would be our confirmation, but I can't imagine there will be.
Yeah, I'm sure there's not a parade, because we would have heard about it. But there
we could make our own parade.
We could, and there is Mountain Fair. There is a Mountain Fair.
So far, so good.
A version.
Of sorts.
A version.
Yes. It's a version of Mountain
yeah.
Fair. But I can tell you about one. I can tell you about 963-2976 if anyone wants to call in. I can tell you about one event because I'm organizing it.
Oh, boy.
On Saturday of Mountain Fair,
yeah.
Saturday morning,
mm-hmm.
we're having a dog show. In
oh.
right in the field behind Bridges High
mm.
School, and it's called the Worcester Dog Show.
You've been wanting to do this for years, Jane.
I did it. Like, I actually did it as a fundraiser for KDNK about 15 years ago or so.
I remember that.
Okay.
Hey,
remember that, Luke?
I do. We have a caller. Maybe the caller remembers that. Hello,
okay.
caller. You're on the air.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Is it Frenchie?
Frenchie?
Oui.
Hi.
I'm listening to whatever.
Yes, you are.
I love how you say that, sir.
I do, too. But it's sexy.
Very.
Look-alicious, this is sexy. Jane narrator. That is sexy. Pamalicious, of course. Naturellement. What is not sexy is the pooplet.
Pooplets aren't sexy.
The pooplet.
I am aghast at the pooplet. It reminds me of something else you have. Something else you have in America. Because we watch from France, and Macron is wonderful, he's beautiful. He just said the next 10 years will be for environmentalism. So they will
keep the grapes growing.
But I'm sorry. Pardon?
I said he needs to keep the grapes growing.
Ça toujours le bon vin. Oui.
Yeah.
But back to the, what is it called? How you say pooplet?
Pooplet, yeah.
Pooplet, yeah.
It reminds me of America, Pennsylvania.
it reminds him of America.
Pennsylvania, not Philadelphia, not Philadelphia, no, the city of brotherly love, we love them. But is it Hershey?
Oh, yes.
Except they call their candy kisses. They don't call them pooplets.
But they do look
like
pooplets.
Yeah.
Yes, they do.
Pooplet.
It's true.
Oui.
Yes.
A little pooplet.
And in Hershey, Pennsylvania. You've been there, Hershey?
Me? I've been to Philadelphia. Philadelphia.
I've been to Hershey. Oui, oui.
Did you have a pooplet or a kiss?
I had a pooplet there.
So,
did you leave a pooplet there, Jay?
No, I ate many pooplets.
Oh, dear. Oh, no, ça va pas. Oh, aïe.
Si, senor.
This is very French, but poupelette, no.
No.
Rêve clair.
Hey, Frenchie, what kind of candy would children in France enjoy?
I don't know. They have chocolate, mais oui. Small pastry, comme l'éclair.
Oh, yeah, those are good.
Yeah.
So those have chocolate inside, yeah?
On the outside.
The creme, the creme anglaise. You call it, in Americans, they call it the English cream. Oui. And you could squeeze it; it comes out. But eat the whole thing with the chocolate on the top.
Mm. Right.
Okay.
Yummy.
Delicious. Yeah. And once you get past the age of 12, you have it with a nice coffee.
Nice.
Pour le petit Frenchie? Déjeuner, we call that. Yes.
Do you know how to make those? Maybe you could make them for us.
I love the radio station, KDNK. I will make them for you.
You will?
Yes, but we need to, at the end of the show, to sing the song. All you need is love.
Okay. By the Beatles.
Didn't you promise? Yeah, you promised me this one time.
I'm up for it. Are you guys?
Because
It's been a long time since we've had a Beatles sing-along, so.
I know, yes.
Why not?
Are you up for it, Luke?
Sure.
Okay, so let us know, like, go on.
Like when we have 3 minutes left or something?
Yep.
Let's say minute and a half.
Or should we do it, like, right at the end of Frenchie's call here, or should we do it at the end of the show?
What do you think, Frenchie?
I don't know.
You have to sing if you're on. That's the key. You have to sing too.
Well,
you have to sing with us. We'll all sing it together right now.
Very good. Oh. I have the lyric in front of me.
You do?
Oh. Jeez, you're prepared, Frenchie. I'm ill-prepared.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
And a one, and a two, and a...
Love, love,
love,
love,
love.
Love,
how to play the game.
It's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy.
It's easy.
It's so easy.
All you need
is love.
All you need is love. That was amusing.
Frenchie, you're a beautiful singer.
Merci, je suis, désolé. Love is a message, eh? I think I understand even in English, or comme ces Américains, you dit. les Américains. Oh, bon Dieu.
Well, I know one thing. English is not the loving tongue. But French is, right? Or no, it's Spanish.
Yes.
Oui.
Is it Spanish?
Oui.
No. Le français, naturellement.
Of course.
Well, French, you have brought joy to our radio show today.
Oh.
And we so appreciate that.
Et je vous remercie. Thank you so much. I'll call you soon, huh?
Okie dokie.
Yes, we'll talk to you soon.
Ciao, baby.
Au revoir.
Ciao.
Bye.
A bientôt.
Au revoir.
Bye. That was pretty good.
That was pretty funny.
That's all you need.
It was. Love is all you need. Love is all you need. Yeah.
Oh, we have another caller. Hello, caller. Gerald, you're on the air.
Hey, it's your old pal, Little Willie, calling.
All right.
Oh, Willie. Hi. Were you singing along with us?
What are you people doing in there? Is that what passes for entertainment?
Yeah. Pooplets and sing-alongs.
We've got explaining to do, don't we, Willie?
Please don't think that that's an endorsement.
You weren't singing along with us?
Hell no.
He doesn't sing. He tweets.
I'm a tweeter like our leader.
Great.
Hey, listen to me, Luke.
Yeah.
Listen to these words. I think we need to get this lunatic out of there just as soon as possible.
Yeah, I don't know if we can do it before November, but we'll try.
Which one, Little Willie? We got a few lunatics we need to get out.
Oh, man, that was a softball. I'm so glad you asked me, Pam.
I know which one.
SpongeBob!
About who?
You got to listen if you want to hear the word.
Okay, say it again. I'm trying to listen.
I'm talking about SpongeBob.
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 SpongeBob SquarePants.
I know that guy.
Is he a lunatic?
I think we need to get him out as quick as possible to get back to normal around here.
I agree with you.
Well, if we take his SpongeBob SquarePants away, the emperor will then be naked.
He's kind of naked anyway.
To see there.
Oh, please.
Oh, jeez.
You knew what they say. SpongeBob without square pants, Little Willie.
I knew you were going to say that.
You didn't know nothing. Now, listen to this.
I knew it.
I'm going to go to that new fangled pistol-packing mama rifle restaurant and get me some freaking hash brown.
Oh, you can't go there. They're closed.
They ain't closed.
They ain't? Are you sure?
If they have their clothes. If they ain't wearing no clothes, then they ain't closed.
God. They're not open.
I got recommendations for that lady to just go with, what do they call that place? The Hooters. Just call it Shooters. And the only clothes they can wear is the pistols.
Oh, God. That's a hot look.
Oh, geez. Yeah.
That's a hot look.
I like it. Especially if they just have water guns and whatnot next to them.
Well, there's somebody you could vote for, Little Willie. Isn't she running?
Yeah, I think I'll do that. Already did and gonna did it again.
Vote twice.
Vote often.
Early and often, like they say.
Yep.
Early
but
and
I
often.
I tell you what, I'm compromised. I'm immunocompromised.
Uh-oh.
In every single sense of the word.
You are?
And why is that?
I am. I'm sorry to say it. So I got to stay back.
You wearing your hijab?
It's just me and Tweedledee and Tweedledum. And they ain't seen nobody for 6 months.
Really?
They're isolated.
See, that's what happens when you wear hijabs.
Where are you isolated?
I'm looking for a new job making hijab.
God.
Her jobs.
Where are you isolated?
What kind of jobs are you talking about, Luke?
Her jobs. You know.
Oh, okay.
She's wearing her jobs.
Hey,
they're all her jobs.
You guys will listen to the tape later and catch the jokes that I was telling that you missed while you was all talking.
Oh. I missed it. Sorry, Little Willie. Sorry. But we always
love
it when
you call.
Okay, man.
Maybe next time I'll just tape record the whole thing and just send it to you. Yeah. And then you can wait.
Okay. That sounds like a good idea.
All right. Now I'm going to go get me one of them burgers from the Shooter's place. Y'all need me to bring you up anything?
No, thank you.
Well, how about a waitress clothed with a gun? You could bring me a waitress clothed in a gun.
Double bacon cheese for you, Luke. Do you want that with fries?
No, I want it blonde and tall and strong. You know,
like a good
cup of coffee.
Thanks for calling, Little Will. I think we need to end this conversation right now.
She looks better than Sarah Palin.
She does.
All right.
I agree.
Well, all y'all do.
Thanks for calling, Little Will.
Big truck.
Little Willie. Little Willie.
All right. Over and out.
All right. Bye.
Oh, I don't know if I've ever heard Little Willie giggle. He giggled twice.
I've heard him giggle.
Yeah. Hey, we've got a call, but we've only got a little under 2 minutes. Should we take it?
Take it.
All right. Hello, caller. You're on the air. Nope.
Oh,
they hung up.
Huh.
Call back, caller.
Call back.
Call back. We have 2 minutes. Well, 1 minute and 50 seconds.
And while we talk about the caller calling, how about the explosive Jesus stand out on the highway?
Oh, yeah.
What? Yeah. What?
Praise Jesus. Pass the fireworks.
Back again?
Praise Jesus. Pass the fireworks.
I didn't see it. Oh, my God. Drive to Glenwood. It's the fireworks stand, and they have a bigger-than-life thingy. What's it called? A sign that says, praise Jesus.
I think it says trust Jesus, because I drive by it twice every day.
Okay. Trust Jesus.
Yep.
With your explosives during a high fire risk time.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Oh, fireworks should not.
There's a firework ban in Garfield County. At least that's what I thought I heard on the news.
I thought there was a ban, too.
And then Jesus is selling explosives.
Jesus.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either.
Well, you can buy them. You're just not supposed to shoot them off.
Yeah, right. Tell that to the drunk revelers.
What? Have they no discipline?
Have they no self-control?
They don't.
Do they think of anybody else other than themselves?
Nope.
No.
Well, ladies, we have to go.
Oh.
Bye.
Aww.
Bye.
All right. Well, we'll talk to you next week, Lucalicious.
All right. Bye.
Au revoir.